Ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end. In order that we are remembered as men.
Again, we will try this again. Welcome to Sean Hammer. Now, this will be a shorter episode, and every pun intended, because we are going to go over Rattlings for 40K. 40K Kill Team, by the way. They're not really a thing, except in my heart and my soul, and I love them so much. I had the old Rattlings. They were cute. Yes, I said it. They were cute. Live with it. Simple as that. Let's see. I painted them. They were cool looking. I got rid of them because I saw the new Rattling models. They were metal. They were gorgeous. Had to have them. Let's see. Other than that, yeah. Then the whole Black Fortress came out, and I got two more Rattlings added up. Some plastic one. I forgot what their names were. They were like Ren and Rays or whatever. But they were adorable little things as well. And I was thinking to myself, well, why can't I have Rattlings and Kill Team? So I started to search what I could do for Rattlings and Kill Team. And there wasn't a lot of options. I started searching high and low what I can use Rattlings as. You know, they all have sniper rifles. The two special characters are only usable in Imperial Guard Army. And even though they're fun and, you know, they're pretty cool as far as things go. But their stats really aren't that great. And if you're playing Guardsmen, the snipers kind of blow. And you can't have a lot of them, and you're running a pack of five. And the two special sniper guys, there are two more, so you gotta have two more. So I was like, not running on greatest on there. So making an Imperial Guard Rattling sniper team didn't work for me because the numbers just weren't there in playability. So I started looking at the also famous Eldar. So I started looking at the Rangers and everything. Yeah, you could do Eldar Rangers, but that's all you were having is one stat line. That's it. You know, they were just Rangers and stuff. And, you know, that's just basically what you were looking at with Guard anyway. Although the Eldar Rangers were, I'm not going to lie to you, a bit better. So I put it out there. I was just like, okay, so what can I use these Rattlings as? And I want to make a kind of, well, I'm doing them. And I was going to do a, make them AdMech or, you know, the Mechanicus guys. But I already have a couple units of those. And the AdMech look cool as it is, so I don't want to do any more. I bought an off-brand female tech servitor, and I was going to paint her up in yellow and blue and call her basically, like a robo Snow White and have seven rattling snipers with long rifles. Anyway, that went away. That went away quick, so don't worry about that. That's gone. So I was going along and saying, okay, well, I'm getting beat down. I want to do this. What can I do? And the same day I put it out there, I put out pictures, like, this is what I'm working with. I can't run these guys as special characters because, well, they suck in Imperial Guard Army. I'm not buying Bo Ogryns right now. Although, they're pretty cool too, though. And someone said the same thing I was thinking. Do freaking Scouts. Space Marine Scouts. It's very tempting not to run your leader as a, Eliminator Sergeant. I thought about it. I was just like, you know, because I'm so in balls love with freaking Primaris, but these guys aren't Primaris, so they're scouts, so I'm going to run them as Space Marine Scouts. Every single one of them is a scout, scout gunner, and we have a scout sergeant. In my list for 93 points, I have 7 Rattlings. One Rattling will be the comms guy. That'll be the one Rattling. Unfortunately, there's no rules for a grapple gun for scouts. That'd be cool if there was, but there was one for Reavers. I gave him a combat knife, and he's my comms. A scout sergeant. I'm going to use that as the other character. Figure might as well. I know scouts have camel cloaks and everything. I figured with a small stature, the camel cloaks make sense. But it's not on their models, but loving it. He's got leader. I have one scout gunner. Well, 2 scout gunners, but one is my sniper. And I give him a missile launcher with a camo cloak. I'm going to modify one with a missile launcher. I figure it's worth it. And the other one, I make a heavy with a missile launcher because not all the scouts have to have sniper rifles, right? And I have 3 generic scouts on top of that, each with a sniper rifle and camo cloaks. And that's about it, boys and girls. Let's see, with the special abilities and stuff, let's see, they got the camo cloaks, so they're going to be taking another -1 when you're shooting at them when they're obscured. Of course, they're scouts, so they're space marines. They have no fear. They're relentless, and they got the transhuman physiology. I figured it kind of made sense because they weren't human, but they're rattling, so I don't know. Live with it. My scout army is rattlings. As soon as they put them out there, they'll be for everyone to see, and I'm giving them alien grass from gamersgrass.com. And that is my short episode. I'm not lying. Not only was it short in distance, but also stature because it was rattlings. I'm recording this with my new laptop and my new microphone, and this is how it'll be, and I'm excited to see how actually fast everything transcribes. So this is a little bit of a tidbit of a little Sean Hammer short. So hopefully you enjoy. And sorry it's so short, but that's all I'm giving it time for today. So, not that I don't care. It's just like, this is a trial. It's a little episode. It's Sean's short. All right, enjoy yourself. And if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. And if you got any better ideas for Rattlings for Kill Team, send them to me, SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. I can take the advice, the hints, and everything. I'm a big boy. I can take it. All right, talk to you soon. We'll be right back. Bye.